time. And I want to thank BBC for allowing me to stand and share with you what God has shared with me. I'll try my best not to take up much of your time. I know you have communion today. So bear with me as I try to express this word of God. And I pray that you be blessed as I was blessed in my studying. Today, I would like to come out of the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 43 to 48. This is a very familiar scripture. I'm sure we've heard this story time and time again. I just wanted to elaborate on certain points about it that you may or may not have heard, you may or may not have seen, but I found a delight in this study. It has allowed me to see things differently about this particular passage. So if you have it, say amen. Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. And I will read it for you. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, Jesus, and touched the border or the hem of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched or it stopped. What I would like to use as a subject, if you will, or a topic, what is your issue? What is your issue? Now, what I found in this story was very interesting that this story does not give this woman a name, does not give this woman an age, does not give much information about her other than the fact it tells us about her economy. What I mean by the economy is that she was able to take the money she had and address her problem with the different physicians that she needed help or to be healed by. So that's one thing that the story gives us about this woman, but I think there's more to this story we need to understand. For all we see right now is a woman who was of a relative age to have a certain type of condition, a blood condition, if you will, that at this point in her life, she was just challenged in dealing with. But what I find interesting about this story is that we need to find out more about this woman, about this person, that the Bible is telling us. Because all we hear right now or see right now in this story is an issue of blood. But I believe that as I continue in this message, that you will see there's more to this story than just the issue of blood. First, I want to elaborate and talk about this woman, if you let me, and just explain her condition regarding the time and era she lived in. Now, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 15, verse 19, I believe it is, it talks about if a person has an issue flowing from their blood or body, either be a man or woman, according to the Levitical, I wouldn't say the Levitical law, but the Mosaic law in the book of Leviticus, that this person is announced unclean. Now, the conditions of being unclean regarding the issue that this person may have, male or female, that anytime this person touches anything, sits upon anything, handles anything, or even touches someone, these people or person or things that this person encounters or touches is unclean. So that means you can see at some point in time in this experience that her life has taken on not just the condition, but also being isolated. A person set apart from everything this person may have in their lives. But this woman here that the Bible is talking about in Luke, also you can find this passage in the book of Mark and also in Matthew, that this woman had more going against her than for her because of this issue she was experiencing. But I would also like to give another side or another view of this woman so that you can see that any time and any place and any person can encounter issues in their lives that can change the very part of their life, the very existence of their life, regardless to whatever is going on. Let me give you an example. If you go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, and I believe it's verse 31, where it talks about a virtuous woman and all the things that make up this virtuous woman. All the things that were positive and going on in her life, her family, her economy, her job, if she had one. Everything that this virtuous woman was doing was on the up and up. No issues, no problems, no concerns, but everything was positive. Now, who's to say that this woman who had this issue of blood was not this virtuous woman? So you got to see more into this story than what you are actually reading to understand how life can change in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye regarding an issue or a problem that you may be facing. This woman could have been that virtuous woman. Because see, the Bible did not give her a name, did not give her her age, but it did express her economy. She had money to burn to address her physical issue. So at some point in time in her life, this woman could have been that virtuous woman. She could have had everything going for her, but all of a sudden, when this condition came, her life changed. So, how many times have you gone through something? Everything is going just fine. I mean, the home is right, the job is right, everything, the money's flowing, all these things are happening for you, but all of a sudden, something comes into your life and disrupts your flow. It changes your direction, change your mind, change your heart, even changes your belief. This is probably what happened to this woman. Everything was going just fine until this particular issue came about and just changed her life. Some of you today, under the sound of my voice, are going through some issues right now. Howbeit financial, howbeit physical, howbeit mental. Somewhere in the family, there's some disruption. There are some issues that are unresolved. Some of you are holding issues against people in the church, in the family, on the job. There are issues in your life that need to be addressed and only addressed by God. But let me move on. I'm talking about a woman who had an issue of blood. And as I continue, I would like for you to understand and know that at any given time, your life can change, regardless of whatever the issue or problem may be. So we have to consider some things. Again, we go back to Proverbs 31. This virtuous woman had it going on. Everything about her life was positive. But here's something I would like to bring to you that I found very interesting in this passage, even reflective of our own lives today. Now we see this woman who have an issue of blood. As Leviticus reads in chapter 14 and in chapter 15, everything that this person touches, according to the Mosaic law in the book of Leviticus, that everything this person touches or handles or sits on or sleeps on or whatever the case may be, everything was unclean. Now, also in the earlier chapters of Leviticus, chapter 13, God talks about a person who has leprosy. Now, when a person has leprosy, I'm moving here, just give me a minute, I'll make it clear to you. When a person has leprosy, they are to say out loud, unclean. I am unclean. Now, this was not said about the person who had an issue of blood or a condition or something flowing from their body. It doesn't say that they were to holler out unclean. But it begs to think, or let's say it makes one think that if I came into your house and you were unclean, somehow you had to announce to me that you were unclean. Because see, if I didn't know that, then I would handle you and embrace you as my friend or family, whatever, right? But yet you would have to announce to me that I am unclean or that you are unclean so that I wouldn't be unclean. Why am I saying this? All we see right now is a condition that is on her body or flowing through her body, and that she is unclean, correct? But this particular issue that she was experiencing not only separated her, isolated her, but it also isolated her from her family, from her friends, from her job. Everything that she had in existence at this time in her life, she was separated from. So the issue of blood was not the only issue that she had. She couldn't hold her children. She couldn't embrace her husband. She couldn't talk to her friends. And sometimes our issues can separate us from everything that is in our lives to be pushed out of our lives. Is that right? So we need to understand issues are problems. Issues can separate, issues can damage, issues can hurt. And we need to realize that these issues that are in our lives need to be addressed. What issues am I talking about? Well, if you go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, let me try to find it. I want to elaborate on just briefly, please. The book of Proverbs, chapter 6. Give me a moment. If I could find it, here it is. Book of Proverbs, chapter 6. I think it's verse 19. I'm not sure. Let me see. Here it is. Hold on. Chapter 6, verse 16. It starts out, "These six things doeth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him." These are issues I'm about to read that a person can be basically wrapped around in or in their lives and or influencing their lives. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that spreadeth lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. These are all issues that sometimes can influence a person to create disaster, to create separation, to create all kind of travesties and problems in the body of Christ, not only in the body of Christ, but in the home. So these are issues that need to be addressed. And with these issues, you can be separated from so many things and so many people to where you cannot have a friend in your life. So this woman who had an issue of blood, she was separated from family and all the things that matter to her. So it was a compounding issue for her. It was a compounding circumstance. It was compounded every year she was going through this situation. Can you imagine in the first 3 years of her going to different doctors, how maybe after this third year, this thing can be addressed? But it wasn't. How many times have we tried to go and handle things on our own? Try to make things right based upon our own intelligence and knowledge, or let's say just trying to make things right. And yet things still fell apart. In her sixth year, she found that this problem was still consistent, that your issues were still being a problem for the family, for the friends, and all the things that you were dealing with in your life. Yet of the sixth year of her situation, she was still going through separation, going through sorrow, going through disappointment because her issue separated her not only from friends, not only from family, but her children as well. But then you go into the ninth year of her situation. She's at a point now where she's desperate, trying to find a remedy to the sorrow that she's already experiencing, along with the issue. How many times you've been sorrowful because of your life and life choices, how it has affected your life and those around you. You begin to be sorrowful that I haven't been healed of my cancer, healed of my heartaches and my pains and any other physical disease that you're going through. You haven't been healed. Your life has not turned around, but yet you're still suffering. And even in the ninth year, well, then she finally gets to her 12th year, not knowing that there was a savior, there was a man, there was a person that could heal and change her life. Now, this 12th year, you find yourself dealing with debt, dealing with sorrow, dealing with anger, dealing with emotions, dealing with things that you could not resolve. Every time you try to buy to get a loan, you got deeper in debt. Every time you went to another doctor, he told you something different from the other doctor, so you never got an answer. But every time you try to move beyond the place where you're at, something stops the motion. Something stops and changes the direction. There are issues that keep compounding one after the other in your life. This woman I'm talking about in Luke, she had it going on before this issue. Like you have it going on before things begin to happen. Trials and tribulations come in your way. All these things begin to line up and be in front of you. You're like, where all this drama come from? What have I done for all of this to be fallen upon me? That I should suffer anguish, that I should suffer disappointment, that I should suffer sorrow, that I should suffer grief, that I should suffer all the things that my mind and my heart cannot bear anymore. But the Bible says, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly of heart. Listen, there are things that we're going through today that challenge us each and every day. That's why we pray. That's why we fast. That's why we believe and study the word of God. But this woman here is unique in such a way to where she is us and we are her. All we see in when we read the story in black and white is a woman who has an issue of blood. But you got to remember, you have issues too in your life that I may not know of, that I may not have heard of, that I may not have seen, that may not even cross my mind to know anything. But I do know one thing. God is a helper. He's a present help in the time of trouble. And you and I both know that if you go call God and go to him in prayer, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we ask or think regarding our situation. We have to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight, and allow God to order our steps in the word. That way, when we follow after him, regardless of what we are challenged with, regardless of what we are dealing with, he's able to give us the strength, the power, and the might to deal with these things and not be overcome by them. Saints, we got to remember this woman in the issue of blood, who had the issue of blood, again, she had a life before this issue. She had a life possibly of prosperity, gain, and everything that everyone could just enjoy and embrace. But remember, she was still in anguish regarding her issue. Everything in her life was impacted by it. You cannot let the issues of your life today. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know the things that you are facing. I don't know the heartache, the disappointments that you have in your life. I don't know. But what I am telling you is that when this woman got into the presence of Jesus Christ, oh, there's something about the presence of God that you just cannot deny. But when she got in arm's reach of him, now you got to remember something here. She was unclean. But yet she pressed her way to the God that could heal her, to the man that could just turn everything around. And everyone that she touched trying to get to him was unclean. Now, if the Pharisees had saw her and knew that she was unclean, she'd have been rejected and pulled out of the crowd because of her being unclean. But her determination caused her to press, caused her to desire, caused her to want, and caused her to know that when she touched the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. Can you imagine here for a minute? She was unclean. Everything that she touched would become unclean. Oh, but there's something about God. There's something about the Savior. Regardless of how situation you may be in, how dirty it may be, it may seem, how sorrowful you may feel, how damaged you may think you are, how hurt that you may think you have been, regardless of whatever sins you may have done in the past, all the heartache and things that has complicated your life, when this woman who was unclean touched the man that who was clean, that means his cleanliness cleansed her. So what am I saying? It doesn't matter what you've said. It doesn't matter what you've done. If God and when Christ come into your life, everything that was filthy, everything that was wrong, everything that was turned upside down, he turned it around. He can cleanse your heart. He can cleanse your mind. He can turn you around. Place your feet on the solid ground. I need to ask you a question. How did you feel when you came out of the wilderness? I don't know about you. I looked at my hands and my hands looked new. See, I looked at my feet and they looked new.
Come on.
See, I started to walk. I said, I had a new walk. I started to talk and I had a new talk. I knelt down to pray and I had a new prayer. And about that time, my Savior was there. So tell me somebody, when you touched the hem of his garment, just the hem, your life can change just like it changed for her. You got to remember, this was an ordinary woman, not an isolated issue. In other words, someone that you didn't hear of. She was a woman who suffers just like you, a woman who was hurt just like you, a woman who was left alone just like you, a woman who was full of sorrow just like you. But oh, when she touched the hem, your life can change. Everything that has been against you can be taken away. Everything that was hurtful can be removed. Everything that was sorrowful can be, you can have joy again. All I want you to understand and know that you who are listening to my voice, say, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know. But I do know that God can change everything around. He can bring joy. He can bring peace. And he can bring all the things that you need. Now, there's one more thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to get out your way. Christ made her whole, mind, body, and spirit. Is that right? I want you to know that we need to work out our own salvation. Come on, somebody. Let God change your mind and your heart. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that only comes through the word of God. So whatever you're going through, whatever may be in the midst of your house or your home, remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be uplifted. And I want you to walk by faith and not by sight. Let the word of God continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for God is with us. So just like this woman who had the issue of blood, she lost more than just her status. She lost everything about it, but when she touched the hem of his garment, everything she lost, she was able to get back. She was able to get back her family, her friends, her associations, possibly her job, everything that she has lost based on the condition that she had. So what am I saying? Let God change your heart. Let God change your mind. Let God change your way. Let him come into your life that he may be God, so that he can lead you and give you and bless you and uplift you and encourage you and strengthen you. Then people can see the joy of his salvation in your life. I want to thank you for this moment that you've given me to express this scripture. I pray that it helped you. I pray that it blessed you. There's a lot of things I didn't go into, but time is relevant today, and I know you got communion to take. But I pray that this helped, gave a broader view of the scripture and this person who was suffering. And I want you to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we can ask or think if we allow him to operate completely in our lives. So again, I want to thank Pastor Will and BBC Church to allow me to stand before you one time and one more time and share the gospel with you. I pray that you were blessed by it. And again, I want to thank you for allow me to share what he has shared with me. Thank you.
Thank you, Elder Todd.